Good morning, a Friday morning with us, Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, obviously, we are all focused on COVID-19, the new coronavirus, and in addition to affecting the way people associate and get together, it also is affecting the financial markets. And of course, we can't forget that businesses have to operate or choose other methods while dealing with this kind of a virus.
That's right. You know, it's dominating conversations everywhere, at home, in the office. And now that we have the two confirmed cases in Saratoga County, it feels like it's really hit home. Every day we are seeing, you know, more businesses taking steps to react to the growing concern around the spread of the virus. Last week, CEFQ took the initiative to have hundreds of their employees work from home as a test in case the area entered a state of emergency and the company had to make the decision to have workers stay home. Latham Pool is the world's largest pool manufacturer based right here and has halted international travel for its employees. The company operates 25 factories around the world and typically spends about $2 million on travel each year. And for their employees who are planning overseas vacations, Latham Pool is asking them to work from home for 2 weeks upon their return just to be sure that they weren't exposed to the virus. Colleges are also responding. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute has canceled all public events with over 50 people and all in-person classes. Skidmore College told students that spring break would be extended a week and not to return to the campus during that time. Then Precision Valve and Automation in Colony had to temporarily shut down two of its plants in China last month. And the company is seeing major customers, including Honeywell, cancel flights to Albany due to concerns. Their CEO, Tony Hines, believes this is expediting the manufacturing slowdown that they've seen for the past two quarters. We spoke with Hugh Johnson, the financial analyst and chairman of JMB Advisors in Albany, and he said the response and panic could bring about the country's next recession. He said the biggest threat to the economy going forward is the uncertainty. Companies are having difficulties operating as normal and don't know how bad it will be, how much it will affect their sales and earnings, and how long it will last. And Governor Cuomo called on the private sector employers to adopt a liberal sick leave policy, stagger shifts, and have employees work from home, the goal being to reduce density.
It certainly is an ongoing story, and I assume we'll continue to talk about this as it goes forward. Melissa Mangini with a roundup of how businesses are reacting to the new coronavirus. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, as always, we thank you. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Same to you. Thank you.